Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show. We have a mini-sode that we have prepared for you, very excited about.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes. But how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
Okay, Andressa, we are back with another mini-sode, and we have a new format for our mini-sode we're trying on.
You know, Liz and I have conversations like on a daily basis that I wish it was recorded because we get, you know, aha moments, we have ideas. So this is kind of like, I feel like we are opening up and inviting you to be part of the conversations that her and I have on a daily basis. So that's basically it. And today we're going to talk about how to thrive in a hot and competitive market. A lot of people are getting discouraged because a lot of like no's and crazy offers, no contingency, no appraisal and all of that. So there's a lot of frustration there, and we hear you and we acknowledge your feeling. But how can we powerfully deal with it, Liz? Do you have any tips to share with us?
Yes, I do have a few tips. I don't have like the magic wand by any means. I know, I wish I did. But I think number one, I think it starts with mindset. I do have actually some really good tips and strategies too, just popping in my head. But mindset's so important, right? And just you and I know that, like, what do we talk about? Like, if we say something is going to be hard, it's going to be hard. If we say something is going to be difficult, it's going to be difficult. That is just the way of the world. I'm not saying anything that none of you listening know. And then we all know this, right? What we say is what ends up happening. So yes, it is a hot market because you're speaking the truth, right? It's not like you don't call it what it is. But on the other hand, knowing there are opportunities is really important, and believing there are opportunities everywhere. I believe there's opportunities everywhere. A lot of the folks Andressa and I know are closing deals right now, you know, under contract on deals. So there are deals to be had. There's projects to be done. I think just starting with mindset, keep your mindset in check. That'd be my first kind recommendation. The second one though, is I'll also say right now, there people that are closing on deals also have a very strong track record. So it's not like their first deal that they're doing. I think that's harder in some ways at times in this market. So if you are newer if you're listening to this and you are newer to this business, does it make sense to, like, you know, add value to someone else's team right now? So say you know, multifamily is your focus. You want to buy a large apartment complex. You've done a lot of smaller deals. A lot of women, Andressa, in our community, yes, right? They want to scale, and they're making, you know, they're putting offers out there, and they're just not getting anything to bite. Well, whose offers are getting accepted right now? People who have track records, quite honestly, people who are able to offer more contingency. They're more nimble. That's the reality of the situation. I can tell you that being in multifamily. So if I was someone who was newer to that space, I'd want to almost like help add value to someone's team who is getting those offers accepted, yeah, rather than trying to do it on my own. So that's just one thought, one example of like what's happening and how can I add value to existing teams potentially so I can get my foot in the door and I can get experience going. Does that make
sense?
I love
that idea about you can look, there's opportunity everywhere. Right? That's an opportunity to invest and it's an opportunity to learn. There's different exit strategies that you can apply in different areas. And I'm reading a book, I'm listening to a book called Psychology of Money. And it's very fascinating because it talks about that sometimes we ask like, oh my God, that doesn't make any sense. Well, yeah, for that government agency buying a A-class building and barely cash flow, but they're buying at a long term, it does make sense for them. For this couple that overpay for this house, but they're staying, that this is like their forever house. Makes sense, right? So you really, we can compare our strategy with somebody else's strategy. Then you're like, nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
But I totally support the idea of, okay, if I am not buying right now for whatever reason, how can I still gain knowledge and add value to a team based on my skill sets, what I'm bringing to the table? And eventually you're going to find your niche and your way through it. But the worst thing that you can do right now is just sit down and say, I'm going to just wait for and see for what happens. Agreed. That's not going to cut.
Yeah, absolutely.
And saying that, the reason why I'm saying that is that I want you to think about the people that you surround yourself with, because that links to what listed, your mindset. Your mindset is being dictated a lot by who you surround yourself with. So I want you to really sit down and think about it. Like, why am I thinking this way? And if I say that I'm going to just sit down and just let go, my core team is going to say, hell no, you're not. You're going to sit down for half an hour and then you're going to stand up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. And, you know, I also think about a quote my father said many years ago. He said, observe the masses and do the opposite. And that was like in any area of your life. And I grew up thinking that, like, literally whatever most people are doing, do something else. And, you know, so it's an interesting concept, right? And it served me in a lot of ways. And I think about like affordable housing. I think about how important affordable housing is and how it always is important. People that can afford to live in an environment, in a market. So that's an opportunity in the sense of like, how can I provide affordable housing in a market that might be up and coming, right? So it's not on any hot market list. That's why we invest in some areas that no one's looking at right now. The offers are less. Yeah. Our properties in North Carolina are hot because North Carolina is crazy hot, you know, but I have to tell you, like in Kentucky is less popular. It's less quote unquote hot in the sense of any, like, you know, terms of like investors. Now it's getting more popular. It's getting more kind of like, you know, eyeballs. But my point in saying that is, what other markets and what other niches can you look into to serve affordable housing? That's ultimately the game we're all in, because that's what people need, right? And they want safe, affordable, clean housing. How do you add value to that idea? Again, it's very broad, but it's still a thinking, right? Andressa, it's like, you have to have these thoughts versus like, I can't find a deal. Well, let's take a step back, you know, and really look at this holistically, because that's a need right now. I don't know if that lands well or what you think of that.
It does. I And I just want to piggyback. Jesus Christ.
You said it right. Piggyback.
Piggyback on you on that. Because for a lot of people that are listening right now, they're thinking like, how, where do I start? And I don't want you to think how. I want you to think who is doing it? Who can I contact? Who can I ask for a 30-minute call? Who can I just, you know, have a conversation to understand? Who can I add value? And read the book, Who Not How, for sure. But think about the people, right? And you do not need to reinvent the wheel. You just need to make it a little better than the other person. So observe what's going on. Bigger Pockets, our investor community, we have plenty of examples of people that are already doing what you are looking to do. So reach out to those people, and not reach out to the sense that, oh, I want to pick your brain or I want to buy you a cup of coffee. People that are really playing in the arena, they don't have time for you to get a coffee. You know, they don't. Always think about, is there any way that I can serve you at this moment? So it's, yeah, you are coming from that serving perspective, not just like taking it, right? If you're coming like, listen, I did my homework. I have a couple of critical questions and I really appreciate you. And is there anything that I can serve you? I'll be more than happy to do that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It makes total sense. And I think as women, I think about what holds us back sometimes is asking for help.
Yeah.
You know, but asking in a way that, you know, gives us clarity and, you know, sometimes we feel like, well, you know, if I'm a successful investor, I should figure this out, or I should have a deal under my belt, or fill in the blank. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I know that really gets into my head a lot. You know, not sometimes investing, but you know, successful entrepreneur or a successful podcaster or whomever. Mm-hmm. I should already know that. I should already be doing that if I'm successful, quote unquote. And that's just crap, you know, and just that thinking is not going to serve you. So I think the mindset, right? Getting back to the mindset, getting back to the strategy,
yeah,
right? Maybe just looking in the wrong market and you're looking and you're doing it with the wrong people. I mean, that's possible, right? And I think just holistically, right, in summary, is like, how do you create a niche? How do you serve a niche better than anyone else versus just buying a property? Because if you're in the business of serving people and serving a niche and providing affordable housing, mm-hmm, you will find some deals. I can guarantee that. I mean, I just can guarantee it. I don't care where you are and where you're looking. But if you come from that perspective versus like finding a deal, totally different perspective, right? So absolutely, think about that and get into that strategy as you're moving forward and making things happen in this crazy market. With that, thank you so much for listening. As always, share your ahas, do something with this episode, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.